Jeff, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Tess.
So could you tell us a little bit about the history of doing a gun amnesty in New South Wales?
Yes, look, if you look at last year, there was a national firearms amnesty, and there was over 57,000 items and firearms handed in nationally. And when you consider that New South Wales had nearly 25,000 firearm parts and firearms and ammunition, etc., was handed in, it was such a success. And really, you know, the intention of the amnesty is to improve public safety by reducing the number of unregistered firearms and firearm-related items in communities. In conjunction with the community demand for this and the government's intent, the police force is very supportive, and we will run another amnesty in the similar vein to last year's amnesty from the 1st of July this year until the 30th of September. So that's where it's from.
Yeah, 57,000. That is an insane number. Do we know how many, or have a guesstimate, I guess, of how many unregistered firearms are still out there?
Well, this is an unknown question. We don't know how many unregistered firearms are out there, but all we can say is that's a very good intent by the community to make the community safer and reduce the opportunity for the theft of those items, and also to fall in the wrong hands, both on a criminal aspect for the use of, in criminality, but also the safety aspect of accidents in the home by particularly young children and juveniles in relation to the firearms.
Do you think that going forward with the amnesty is the best way to help keep Australians safe from gun violence?
Look, Australia has really some of the best gun laws in the world. We have a very good model of legislation throughout Australia. We do have a national firearms registry process, and I feel that it's not the only method, but it is one method that we can really get the people to bring these in for either for destruction or for registration of the firearms. But this is not an amnesty such as we had about 20 years ago where there was a buyback scheme. But the people can actually take the weapons to a registered dealer for sale or registration.
And I was reading as well that there are some parts of Australia which have just a permanent amnesty. There's no sort of set time. You can just drop in any time you like and, you know, either give up your weapon or have it registered. Do you think that is something that we should be looking at here in New South Wales?
Look, in New South Wales, we have the amnesty for a reason, so that it does give people that opportunity to ask themselves a question: do they need that firearm or that ammunition or the part of the firearm in their home? And they can bring it in during that amnesty. But I do have to let your listeners understand that it is illegal to have those unregistered firearms in their possession. And this is obviously an opportunity for an amnesty. But outside that amnesty, it is illegal to have those firearms and parts of firearms and ammunition, and there are quite severe penalties for the possession of those firearms.
And how significant do you think that this amnesty is, potentially now more than ever, in the light of some of the, you know, we've seen the Margaret River tragedy recently, and in the US, obviously, not Australia, but we have seen a lot of rising tensions regarding gun rights?
Yes, look, and we understand that the firearms in particular around we have strict regulations around the ownership of firearms, and we know that owning a firearm is a risk. However, we have several strategies and mitigating initiatives in place on a number of levels. So if a licensed firearm owner comes under notice of police for a range of incidents, including domestic and mental health related, we have the capacity to seize the firearms and suspend their license. And we also get notifications from health practitioners where we can take further action. But when you consider that we have a lot of legal firearms, and you know, owners of firearms in New South Wales that are sports shooters, that are club shooters, and they're very responsible. And this is not about taking firearms off people for those the farmers for pest eradication. This is about trying to reduce and mitigate the risk that illegal and illicit firearms pose to the community.
And just before I do let you go, Jeff, if someone is listening, they do have an unregistered firearm that they want to drop into the amnesty, how can people do that?
There's a number of ways. So our advice is is they make contact with their local police station first, because we don't want people just walking in with a firearm. You could understand how that that might cause some angst. But we are asking anyone that if they can ring the police station first, make those arrangements, or ring the firearms dealers. There will be, I understand, a list coming out of the actual firearm dealers closer to the 1st of July. Last year we had 245 firearm locations for the people to take them to. But we understand that firearms and firearm-related items can be surrendered under the amnesty arrangements at approved drop-off points, which include licensed firearm dealers and mobile stations and the police stations. So I hope that is helpful to your listeners.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Tess. All the best.